Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny and a half at 763, July wheat down 22 and a quarter cents at 1052 and a half, and July beans down a penny at 1739. The beans rallied about 5 cents when the export figures were announced. The beans were strong, a combined 1.02 million metric tons, 430 old and 595 new. The corn was terrible, 353.5 combined. Wheat was not bad, a little bit better than expected, at a total of 423. That included a reduction of 27,000 metric tons of old crop. We have the supply and demand tomorrow. The major changes, maybe the bean carryouts are going to be a little bit low. Some people are saying that they're going to cut corn acres by a half a million acres. We'll see if they actually do it or not. We did have a sale this morning, 500 metric tons of old crop beans and 142,000.5 new crop for a total of 143 to unknown. I don't think that's a major mover out here by any stretch of the imagination. The weather remains good right now. We don't see any real threats except, it's going to get hot in the next week or so. It's going to finally add to some heating degree days out here, and I think that's going to be helpful for the market. We're going to see, these crops really explode with some heat and some sunshine out here. We actually need the heat. But the trade is worried that this week or two is going to turn into something more long-term, La Nina, a building ridge that's going to block everything and turn this into a La Nina season, and it may happen. If we can close the beans over 1250, I'd say we've got a chance for a continued rally and maybe to, very strong prices. If we close it lower today, I think, yesterday's, we made a new contract high, made a new contract high close, which is positive, but we couldn't close it over 1750. Corn, wheat, and beans all closed lower than they opened yesterday, which isn't a great sign for a bull market, in my opinion. The wheat looks terrible again. Corn, it's just kind of biding its time, trying to figure out whether the beans are going to rally. We've got the situation in Ukraine. The fighting continues. Russia still holding talks, so not very productive. It's the same nonsense we hear every day. The Russians aren't going to do anything unless sanctions are lifted, and that's not going to happen. We have the supply and demand tomorrow, so that'll be a big mover along with the weather for the weekend. And, we're kind of at a critical time right here in the grains where we can certainly move it a lot higher very quickly, or we could sell off with the funds long as much as they are. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.